From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, daily COVID-19 cases and the number of critically ill patients are at new highs. The government detects its first COVID-19 cases suspected to be the new strain Omicron. Test results will likely come out on Wednesday night. A Seoul court holds a hearing to deliberate on a request by prosecutors to arrest former lawmaker Kwak Sang-do over bribery allegations linked to a massive land development scandal. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Walter Lee. Daily COVID-19 cases have topped 5,000 for the first time since the pandemic began, amid concerns over the new variant Omicron. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Wednesday that 5,123 new infections were confirmed throughout Tuesday, including 48 from overseas. The daily tally jumped by 2,091 from the previous day and is more than 1,000 larger than the previous daily record set a week earlier. The number of critically ill patients also jumped by 62 from a day ago to hit a fresh all-time high of 723, with people aged 60 and older accounting for 84%. 34 COVID-19-related deaths were registered, raising the overall death toll to 3,658. Education Minister Yoo Eun-hae and Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency Commissioner Chung Eun-kyung have once again called on teenagers to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In a joint briefing in Sejong City on Wednesday, Yoo and Jong sought the public's cooperation amid a surge in new infections as in-person classes fully resumed last week and social distancing rules were eased from November 1st under the first stage of the government's transition into normalcy. The Education Ministry and the KDCA have extended the period of vaccination for people between 12 and 17 years of age to January 22nd in a bid to boost the inoculation rates among teens. For 2 weeks, starting from December 13th, the government will implement a program in which healthcare workers will visit schools upon invitation to vaccinate students there. The government estimated that 99.9% of the 2,990 teens in the 12-17 age group who had tested positive for the coronavirus over the past 2 weeks had not completed their vaccinations. South Korea has detected its first COVID-19 cases suspected to be the new strain Omicron. The Ministry of Health and Welfare and the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that a couple who recently returned from a trip to Nigeria underwent tests to see whether they are Omicron cases. The test results will likely come out on Wednesday night. The couple, who are both in their 40s, were diagnosed with COVID-19 last Thursday, a day after arriving in Incheon, where they reside. Health authorities discovered that one of their acquaintances and a family member were also infected with the virus following their contacts with the couple, raising the number of the suspect cases of the Omicron variant to 4. The government said it is also tracking over 40 other people who arrived on the same flight as the couple. President Moon Jae-in has ordered immediate strengthening of quarantine measures on those arriving from overseas to contain the spread of the alarming new COVID-19 variant Omicron. Presidential spokesperson Park Kyung-mi said on Tuesday that Moon made the instruction after being briefed on the nation's first suspect cases of the Omicron strain early in the day. Moon assessed that although analysis on the new variant has yet to be sufficiently conducted, South Korea's response to the pandemic could reach a critical junction because of it. Moon also ordered officials to swiftly develop testing kits to detect Omicron and draft quarantine measures to effectively respond to the new variant. The government plans to launch a pan-government task force to discuss measures to prevent the spread of the Omicron variant in the country. A Seoul court held a hearing on Wednesday to deliberate on a request by prosecutors for an arrest warrant for former lawmaker Kwak Sang-do over allegations that he had indirectly received bribes via a massive severance pay given to his son. The Seoul Central District Court is expected to reach a decision late in the day. The former main opposition People Power Party representative resigned amid the suspicion that his son received an exorbitant severance package from a firm at the centre of a land development scandal in Songnam. The parliament approved his resignation last month. He is accused of planting his son at the asset management firm Huachong Daewoo, where he later collected a 5 billion won severance pay in return for helping the firm form a consortium with Hana Bank. After taxes, the son is accused of having received 2.5 billion won. Kwak denies the allegations. Ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate Lee Jae-myung says he will seek public consensus over his pledge for land ownership taxation, while the main opposition People Power Party candidate Yoon Suk-yeol continues campaigning in the central Chuncheon region. Speaking to a local media outlet on Wednesday, Lee said he will eliminate the pledge should it be met by more opposition after a public debate, adding that any policy that burdens the public can't be adopted without consensus. The candidate also promised universal accident and sickness benefits to allow people to rest during recovery. On the third day of touring the Chuncheon region, PPP's Yoon met with university students to listen to their concerns regarding jobs. Asked about PPP leader Lee Jun-suk refusing official duties amid an apparent rift between them, Yoon said he won't push to get in touch with Lee since a difference in opinion can exist within a Democratic Party. Lee, who reportedly discussed the internal strife with former National Assembly Speaker Chung Wi-ha in Busan, is expected to return to Seoul on Wednesday. President Moon Jae-in's top security aide is set to visit China this week on invitation from Yang Jiechi, a member of the Politburo of the Chinese Communist Party. According to the presidential office on Wednesday, National Security Advisor Seo Hoon will head to the northern coastal city of Tianjin for 2 days starting Thursday. The meeting follows Yang's visit to South Korea's southeastern port city of Busan in August last year. Seo and Yang are expected to exchange views on a range of issues of mutual concern, including bilateral ties, matters pertaining to Korean Peninsula, as well as regional and global issues. Having discussed declaring a formal end to the Korean War with his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in October, Seo will likely update China on the progress made and seek support in bringing North Korea to negotiations. It has been reported that China wants to participate in the signing of the declaration as a signatory of the 1953 Armistice Agreement. Monthly exports have surpassed $60 billion US for the first time on robust demand for semiconductors and petrochemical products. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy said on Wednesday that outbound shipments jumped 32.1% in November from a year earlier to hit $60.44 billion. It is the largest monthly figure since the nation started compiling trade data in 1956. The previous record, $55.92 billion, was set in September. The $60 billion mark was reached slightly more than 8 years after South Korea posted $50 billion worth of exports for the first time in October of 2013. Imports increased 43.6% on year to $57.36 billion last month, with the nation logging a trade surplus for the 19th consecutive month. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 60.71 points or 2.14% on Wednesday, closing the day at 2,899.72. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 11.52 points or 1.19% to close at 977.15. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I am Walter Lee.